Yes, now hear this. This is your captain speaking.
This is the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.
Lord bless us, this is going to be a great day.
It's time now for A Healthy Moment, brought to you by the Genesee Health Plan. The Genesee Health Plan is Genesee County's plan for better health. Its mission is to improve access to the healthcare system for low-income residents here in Genesee County. Whether it's dental coverage, prescription help, or seeing a doctor when you're sick, the Genesee Health Plan is an answer. Yvonne Lewis is joining us once again. She's the Director of Outreach at the Genesee Health Plan. And she's brought along Jim Milanowski, the President and CEO of the Health Plan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about the 2017 Healthcare Hall of Fame Awards. Sounds really big. Jim, tell me, what is it?
Well, it actually occurred a couple weeks ago on March 27th. It was a great night. We really try to highlight three things in that night. We try to recognize people who've gone above and beyond in the healthcare world to give some recognition to that. Because there's a lot of times there's a lot of negative connotations with healthcare, and you hear a lot of bad news. It really is a nice night to hear about positive things happening in our community. So that's the first thing. Second thing is we really recognize what we call partnership. There are such limited dollars to help people in our community, and so it's great that we can come together as organizations and work together and partner on projects or initiatives to help people, and so we highlight those. And then the last thing that we try to do with that awards dinner is to recognize that Genesee Health Plan and the importance of it, and we recognize the people. I'm sometimes the voice of the health plan, or Yvonne is, but there's so many people behind the scenes, whether it's our board members or our staff or our volunteers. It's a time to recognize them for the work that they do.
Yeah, it takes more than two to tango.
Absolutely.
How long have the healthcare awards been around? How long have they been?
We've been doing this now since 2012. It was something that we always wanted to do, but we really started in 2012, and it's been an annual occurrence since then.
Well, you've talked about how you do that. The question really is, in some ways, why? Why is it important to provide recognition in this way?
Well, I think it's important for several reasons. I think first is to really give people a pat on the back. There are so many people who do, work beyond what they get paid to do or what they're supposed to do, and so it's good to do that. But I think the most important thing is to educate and get the word out about what's going on, whether it's on this radio show or at the dinner itself. I've heard so many people come up to me afterwards and said, I didn't know those things were going on in our community. So I think we really need to educate and really announce to people what is really going on in healthcare in our community.
Get people talking about it.
Absolutely.
If they're talking about it, then you know that they're hearing and maybe learning, which is part of it too.
And learning, and then actually getting assistance and help that they need for either their clients or the people that they help or themselves. So absolutely.
What categories of prizes do you have to give away at the?
Well, we do a number of different awards. We do a Visionary Leadership Award. That's for somebody who really is thinking community-wide and trying to help the community in healthcare. And this year we gave that award to U.S. Representative Dan Kildee for all his work over the years, especially over the last 2 years with the water crisis and the work he's doing in Washington on securing funding for that. We also do a Community Partnership Award. As I mentioned before, partnership is very important. So we gave out three awards this year. United Way. They actually were here in an earlier segment. I got to see them, yes. Uh-huh. And so the valuable work that they do in bringing partnerships together and funding projects, it's so important in our community. We also recognized County Clerk John Gleason, former state and representative and state senator. He is such a strong advocate for organ donation. He is a recipient of organ donation, kidney transplant, and he and the health plan did a campaign about a year and a half ago to really educate more people on the importance of organ donation. So we worked together. And then the last partnership that we recognized was the Valley Area Agency on Aging. That's a mouthful to say in the morning. But all the good work that they do for seniors, and we've worked together on a number of initiatives, including a grandparents raising grandchildren support group that we're operating at Genesee Health Plan, but they're promoting. And then we are working together on a partnership to bring some dental services for seniors, and we're hoping that at some point we can get on the air and talk about that when that's ready to go.
I think Kathy Bowles from the Valley Area Agency on Aging was here yesterday as well, so we're making an old home tweet.
Absolutely. And then there was also a physician partnership award, and I'm going to let Yvonne talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is where I have a lot of fun as director of outreach, going into the community and talking with people. And one of the things we discovered during the water crisis is the hard work that many of the physicians were doing that never got recognized. And so we had this wonderful opportunity to recognize the Genesee County Medical Society and many of the physicians who were late night working on the water issues. Really, they had to learn a lot about the impact of lead on the adults, which is not something that was really critical, even for the OBGs, the obstetricians who had to work with mothers who were pregnant and finding out how they could best care for them. And so it was really a delight to honor the medical society and those physicians who were key in making sure that our community had good education about how to protect themselves and to ensure that we were as a healthy community working together.
You know, it's fascinating because, you know, physicians, medical professionals had to know something about lead. You know, 4 years ago, they had to know that it was a poison and that all.
Sure,
the, but now they've become pretty much big time experts. They had to. They really had to.
And it was really nice to see that they took that extra time. And they talked about how even at night after they've seen all their patients, they're going through studying literature and actually pouring through some really important literature to try to understand what they needed to do to ensure that when the patients, as we're out there in community saying, go to your doctor, they're really making sure that when they get to the doctor has something quality and important to really share with them in terms of what was going on with the water.
At the Genesee Health Plan, you also inducted several people. I don't know if it's several or one into the Hall of Fame.
This year it was a state representative, Phil Phelps, that we recognized for him. Most people don't know that Representative Phelps was a former member on the Genesee Health Plan. When I met Phil in 2006, he was a college student, didn't have any health care, no health care insurance, so he was on the plan. And it was fun, and it's been fun and interesting to see his rise, because at that point he was just helping on campaigns, volunteering, studying, and he helped us with our first health care services millage campaign that helped support the health plan. And it's been very wonderful to see his rise. And he told this story at the dinner about how he got involved in or what motivated him to get in politics. He was helping out a family, and he would run. They asked him to run and get their medications for them. It was a person who couldn't get out of the house, and she would give him a couple dollars, and he would run to the local pharmacy and then bring it back. And he's like, "I'm only getting you a couple pills. Why is that?" And she's like, "Well, that's all I can afford. I usually get just a day's worth at a time." So it really, at 18, 19, really sunk into him that even though there's some good things about healthcare, there's some things in healthcare that really still need to be worked out. And so that kind of motivated him to seek office and to get involved.
Yeah, there are certainly issues in everything. So was there anyone else inducted, or
was just this year. In the past, we've nominated into the Hall of Fame people like Bob Emerson, Deb Cherry, those folks, former health officer Bobby Pestronk, even a person to my right, Yvonne Lewis, for all her former work and still work in the community and her long history. We're so fortunate to have her, but she's done so many things even before she came to the health plan.
Where is the Hall of Fame? You must have pictures or a plaque
or
something?
Yeah, that's at the Genesee Health Plan office. So we're planning in May or June to have like an open house to invite people in the community to come and look at those plaques and to get a better sense of what that Hall of Fame means.
I want to, Jim, while we have just another minute or so, you've mentioned several times the importance of partnerships. And I wanted to dwell on that for a second, because the Genesee Health Plan is based on partnerships.
Absolutely.
So, you know, why is that important, and how can others join in and be a partner?
Absolutely. Well, again, there are such limited resources that we get either by grants or by funding or by foundational support, all kinds of different ways that we get funded. And so what's important is for our organization to work with other organizations so that we can pool those resources together, and it also promotes ideas. When you're working with others, you get a different perspective than the perspective that we might have, and so it's really a wonderful thing when you and other organizations can come together, work together to look at an issue, and then try to resolve it by pooling your resources of not only dollars, but also the brain power behind it, and the way to get the word out, education, all those things are so important. So that's the power of partnership, is to bring everybody together to work on something together.
There's a power in partnership. There's power in lots of people.
Absolutely. We can't do it by ourselves. Absolutely.
And that's in Genesee Health Plan. What's amazing to me is all the different things that the health plan is being involved with, you know, recognizing medical professionals. Mm-hmm. You talked about doing dental work and about mm-hmm. seeing a doctor. It's a one-stop place to go. And thank you for being with us again today.
It's our pleasure.
Both of you.
Absolutely.
So thanks, Yvonne Lewis and Jim Malinowski from the Genesee Health Plan. That's our Healthy Moment, brought to you by the Genesee Health Plan. To learn more, go to GeneseeHealthPlan.org or give them a call if you don't want to mess around with your computer. 844-232-7740 to schedule an appointment. You're listening to the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.